And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents the inspirational word of the day.
How powerful our words really are. Our words can be a tremendous force. I was at work the other day and a friend had a headache and she said she probably had a terminal illness and started laughing. I was completely mortified and told her, "You have to watch what you're saying. You cannot put words like that out there." Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Your words have the power of life and death, and what's going on inside of you determines what you say. Matthew 12:34 says, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." So, my question is, what have you been saying? What words are consistently coming out of your mouth? What's going on in your heart? And are your words blocking your blessings? Are you quick to respond in anger? Do you stop and think about what you really want to say before you say it? Do your words lean more towards negativity or positivity? Are your words critical, hateful, prideful, and/or angry? And are your words kind and spoken with humility and love? Do your words hurt or do they heal? These are just some of the questions that you should be asking yourself. I can think of a few times in my life when someone had said something to me that cut through me like a knife and then apologized, to which I forgave, but I can still remember the sting of those words when they were spoken. I'm sure that many of you have had similar experiences in your life, and let's be honest, we are all guilty of using our words carelessly. The good news is that you can change how you think and how you speak. You can change your words if you choose to, but changing your words will require an evaluation of your heart to determine why you are saying what you're saying. Ask God to reveal His truth to you and to help you change your heart, and in the process, change your words. I'll leave you with this thought. The ripple effect of something you say today can last for many years, so you have to be careful with your words. Your words can encourage and create change, or your words can tear down and destroy. Do you want your words to be positive or a negative experience for someone that you've spoken to? Do you want to leave them broken or lifted up? We don't realize how the energy of our words can impact others. Remember, pay attention to what you're saying. It's being said that words are free, but how you use them may cost you. I'm Beverly Benskin, your life coach with Morning Talk, helping you to live and to grieve well. Blessings to you. And remember, when you speak, choose to speak life.
Oh! All right, company, we're going to set this one up for Karen. Y'all ready? Put your hands together. Come on. Speak about your words. Power of life and death is in your words. Your words create your reality. Come on, y'all. Tell the story.
My words have power. Yeah. To defeat the enemy.
To defeat the enemy.
Those same words have power.
Those same words.
To speak life and prosperity.
Go on and speak it.
I have been given the authority.
Everybody, come on, put your hands together like this. Yeah. All right, Karen, you got it.
Destiny.
COVID-19 is quickly circulating throughout the province of Quebec, it's essential that you get tested only if you have COVID-like symptoms. Symptoms such as fever, cough, and loss of taste or loss of smell. As you may already know, testing still remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. For more information, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
Minutes after the hour, you're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. The immersive electro gospel singer from London, UK, Sharon, a singer, songwriter, and worshiper from the UK, with the selection Peace of God from her album In Full Bloom on CKUT 90.3 FM. DC, what did we play before that?
Before that, we heard My Words Have Power from the legendary Karen Clark Sheard. And again, we do want to thank Bev Benskin for a very uplifting word of the day. We still have more in store for you, including our powerful picks of the week. But we're going to get into some more music with Mally Music's One right here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Soul and spirit, we go extra, extra. Here's a new track that's
fire.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Pretty lies are the only face that they'll ever
see. Ooh, I feel a freedom in this melody. Ooh, I feel a freedom in this. So strip it down, take it off, let them see you, baby. Wear your crown, spin around, let them know you, baby. Strip it down, take it off, let them see you, be you, be you. Be you. Thought it was a preacher. Felt crushed by the pressure. Patched up and perfect. You know it wasn't really worth it. I didn't know that they loved me for me. Cause my pretty lies were the only thing that I let them see.
Everything is working together. For grace, for...
It is now 8:25. You're listening to William Murphy's It's Working. Before that, we heard Christopher's pick of the day, Joe with Clarity. And we opened up that set with Mally Music's One. Stick and stay with us right here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. Coming up, we've got Debbie Wyant with Worth the Wait. On Mind, Soul, and Spirit, it's KMT 93.3 FM.
KUT 90.3 FM with music by Debbie Winans, Worth the Way. Coming up next is an Ottawa native. The selection is entitled Just For Me, Damola Oridate on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Father, I just want to worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the work you did on the cross. Even while I was yet a sinner, you had loved me. You gave up your life, you gave up your glory. You gave up heaven just for me.
Ooh, yeah.
Hallelujah. The song says,
you loved me when I was at my worst. You died for me. I didn't make it easy. You left your glory in heaven above. You gave it all up just to save me. Glory me, Jesus. You gave it all just for me.
why don't you just lift your hands to heaven and just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, you love me.
You love me.
Worship him. That was Ontario's own Dolomola Oridate and Just For Me. It is now 8:33 in the a.m. We are getting ready to wrap things up. It's funny how time flies when we're having fun, eh, Grips? And no doubt we've got lots of fun prepared to bring our city. Montreal's Council of Arts, in collaboration with the Gala Dynasty, presents a soul legend, Alan, aka Solo Prater. The night will be more than just fun. This goes down March the 5th at the Théâtre Maisonneuve. For tickets and for more information, you can go to placedesarts.com. And on March the 12th, Le Balcon presents another one of our city's greats, Sylvie Desgrosseillers, who will be paying tribute to the great ladies of soul and gospel. So come and spend an evening, an unforgettable evening at Le Balcon for Sylvie Desgrosseillers. For more ticket information on that, you can go to www.tickets.ca. Women of Soul. All right, and that's it for announcements. Christopher, what more can we look forward to in the next under half hour?
All right, we got definitely the picks of the week in just a few short minutes. But first, here's Called Out Music with Thank You, Lord on CKUT 90.3 FM.
What shall I say unto the Lord? All I have to say
is thank you, Lord. What shall I say unto my Father? It's all I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, all I have to say is thank you, Lord, for the breath in my lungs.
Thank you, Lord,
for the strength in my body.
I thank you.
You're a wonderful Father to me.
Thank you.
From the depths of my heart, all I have to say, what shall I say unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. What shall I say unto my Father? It's all I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, all I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents our song of the day.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're the only one I ever wanted. Yeah. This is my confession. You're the only one I want. All the world has offered me will never be enough for me. No, no, no. This is my confession. You're the only one I love. All these other lovers seem to fade away whenever you're around. Oh, oh, you. Oh, 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 you. Oh, 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 and you. You always fill my cup. You always pick me up. And you. Oh, 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 and you. Oh, 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 and you. You are my favorite place. You are the reason I came. Hello, hello,
hello.
You're the only one I've ever wanted. Hello, hello,
hello.
You're the only one I've ever needed. Hello, hello,
hello.
You're the only one I've ever wanted. Hello, hello,
hello.
You're the only one I've ever needed.
Hello, hello, it's me again. I was wondering if you could teach me how to eat again. I've been surviving off a meal I got a while ago. Now I gotta feed again, so I'm back at your feet again. You're the only one I ever wanted. A life without you is one I would consider haunted. Met us through distraction and complacency. They came and chilled at my apartment. Now they tryna come and pull me to the darkness. No, I can't live my life that way. You know the halfway. You know the pathway that lead to destruction. No debate, I don't need a discussion. I'm grounded, good foundation. I don't need the construction. I mean, devils on my faith try to deconstruct it. He gets nothing. In the fire, he gets chucked in. Huh? Jesus took the nails, now it's MC. Had my brother, he can't touch this. Yo, Father, help me teach these new boys some old lessons. The word always been around, the power never lessens. That means I could be creative, but I'm gotta be an innovator. Share the truth, keep it simple, kill the inner hater. It's been a while and what I found, that sin should be in the ground, but somehow we still got it on a ventilator. You know when hell come, we know exactly where we get our help from. We look sin in the face and say you've overstayed your welcome. I hope the things I live for be what I die for. And you know if I wanna live more, then I should die more. It's simple, living for myself is not what I'm alive for. Yeah, it's a battle and it's something I'm willing to fight for. You know there's times I'm in the way again, I feel the weight again, I get afraid like I'ma fall away. I pray and pray again, he paid the price so we ain't have to pay again. Hello, hello to the freedom if it ever rain in him, yeah.
You, oh, 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 you, oh, 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 and you, you always fill my cup. You always pick me up and you, oh, 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 and you, oh, 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 and you, you are my favorite place. You are the reason I came.
Just 18 minutes to hello, go before hello. The end of the show here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web. That was Jasmine Jaina, singer, songwriter, worship leader, creative mentor, and speaker from Fort Worth, Texas, following in the sonic and social footsteps of Tracy Chapman, Lauryn Hill. Jasmine spent past decade creating songs that seem to defy genre and cultural boxes. Check her out, Jasmine Jaina, with the song Hello, Hello. Coming up next, our picks of the week. But first, here's Miranda Curtis with Freedom Song on CKUT 90.3 FM.
He broke the chains. I'm no longer the same. And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents
our pick of the week.
Some real talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
Just 16 minutes to go here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM, music by Miranda Curtis. The Freedom Song off of the brand new CD released live in Toronto, Die to Live. Now, my pick of the week is a small ray of sunshine in a very difficult week marked by war. It goes out to 51-year-old U.S. Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was officially nominated this week to serve as the first Black woman in the United States Supreme Court. Jackson was a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. She was also a former public defender and a vice chair of U.S. Sentencing Commission, a graduate of both Harvard College and the Harvard Law School. Jackson understands law and order very personally. One of her uncles received a life sentence on a drug charge, while another uncle served as Miami's police chief. Her credentials are solid, and her dedication to justice is unquestionable. Congratulations to this Washington, D.C. native, Ketanji Brown Jackson. That's my pick of the week. D.C., what you got?
All right, Christopher. Now, before I get into my pick of the week, I need to know that you're not going to get mad at me for my choice. I have your word? All right, so my pick of the week goes to genius, Kanye West Trilogy. Now, disclosure, if you are cuss word weary, this is not for you. However, this trilogy provides insight into a complex, at times misunderstood, but truly gifted young man. This documentary is a three-part series on Netflix, releasing an episode each week. What I'm most amazed by this documentary is that a member from his camp had the forethought and faith in Kanye West's abilities to turn on the camera and keep it rolling from his humble beginnings, and I use the word humble very loosely, as a producer to an aspiring rap artist to the 10-time Grammy-nominated superstar he is today. Now, even if you don't like hip-hop, or let alone Kanye himself, you will understand and respect him for his determination, his faith in God, and for his giftedness, and his triumph through adversity. Not to mention, you'll get to understand why the brother is worth $1.8 billion today. Check it out. It is on Netflix, and it is a worthy watch. Here, backed by his led and produced gospel group, Sunday Service, here they are from the album Jesus Is Born with Rain. Just a little bit of trivia, Christopher, because you know I was struggling right there. Did you know that Rain was sampled before by, you think, SWV, right? I learned that it was actually sampled by Jaco Pastorius. If you've ever heard of Jaco Pastorius, look him up. He is a phenomenal and tragic, sadly, bassist from back in the 1970s. And the song that was sampled was actually Portrait of Tracy, released back in 1976. Anyway, that's my little trivia tidbit for you. Here they are with Rain right here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Fall down.
Just 5 minutes to go here, Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. Hope you enjoyed this episode with the best, the brightest in gospel music every Sunday morning between the hours of 6 and 9 a.m. at CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web, 90.3 FM here in the Greater Montreal area.
Before we get up out of here, just some birthday love going out to former Montrealer, a.k.a. Queen, a.k.a. Odessa Thornhill, who celebrated the birthday this past week. Cesare Grant Jr., my former choir mate and former Montrealer and currently now on tour with Madonna, Ricky Paggio, one of our city's drummers, Brad Henry, my former choir mate, Charles Kelly, Kimar Daniel, Toronto's Robert Ball, and Radicals for Christ, Pam Kenya, who I follow on Facebook. I want to send a happy birthday today to Pastor Fred Nichols, Kim Smith, and Punjab's Jai Gahunya, who listens to the show every now and again. Bless up and birthday blessings in advance to Montreal media personnel Scott Laurie.
And we're getting ready to roll up into our annual funding drive, getting underway in the month of March. We'll be sharing more information on that next week here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. We're going to end the show off with Kirk Franklin, the selection today.
Be sure to tune in between the hours of 6 and 9 every Sunday morning right here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. And if you can't be anything else, at least be kind. Bless up. Thanks for listening and bon courage.
I'm hungry and I'm ready for change. I run too far to still be the same. See who I was, I give him away. Today, today, no longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today,
I've been waiting all my life. Get to the door. Ooh. And now it's time to help someone see their life for so much more.
Today we go.
Help somebody. Heal somebody.
We go.
Treat somebody.
Hey.
Heal somebody.
Today we go.
Touch somebody.
how much more of this can I take? In a minute, I'm about to break today. See, the pain has purpose, so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you only wait. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay today.
Though you never felt winds blow like this before, but if what you see is all you see, you will miss there's so much more.
Today we go.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.ckut.ca en la época de la pandemia.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet on www.ckut.ca in times of the pandemic.
Como es habitual, esta mañana les presentaremos una mirada y comentario de las actividades culturales de Montreal con nuestras recomendaciones a cargo de Daniel Lara. También tendremos el resumen noticioso semanal de lo que acontece en América Latina, en el resto del mundo y en Canadá. Y además,